A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am still with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. Not as the world gives it do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not be afraid. You heard me tell you, I am going away, but I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe." The Gospel of the Lord. Gospel reading today comes from the 14th chapter of the book of John, and it has this reference to the Holy Spirit. So I'd like to pause over the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is very elusive. I mean, a bird, we struggle with getting some images of the Holy Spirit. Raymond Brown, the renowned Johannine scholar, speaks about these passages. It's more developed in chapter 16 in John's Gospel. These are all farewell teachings that Jesus gives to his disciples. He's leaving them. They're part of this long section of the Last Supper and Jesus' last words to his disciples. And Brown, speaking about this, makes this remark. He says, there are many, many books written on Christology about Christ, and insights into the theology of Christology. But he said, hardly anything is written about pneumatology, about the theology of the Holy Spirit. He said, you have to search for books to find dealing with a theology of the Holy Spirit. And so it becomes almost something in our prayer that we ignore, we set aside, and we hear passing references here and there. So let me just pause over this for a few moments and find a nexus between the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, and the greeting of peace, which is in today's Gospel. The text we have in this reading speaks about the Holy Spirit, the Advocate. Other places you'll hear it, the Paraclete, different translations. The Paraclete, it's important to understand exactly what it means. Paraclete comes from two Greek words, para, which is a preposition that means aside or beside, and kletos is the past participle of a Greek verb, kalon, which means to call. So somebody called to be beside you, called aside here, to be with you. That's the meaning of the Paraclete. They're the one who is called to be with you at certain important times in your life. Advocatus, translated into Latin, it became the one called, advocatus, the Advocate. So what does this mean, that the Spirit is called? We call the Spirit to be with us. And when would we call the Spirit to be with us? We'd call the Spirit in liminal times. Limen is Latin word, means threshold. When we stand at a threshold in life, we call on the Spirit. Now, there are certain times in life that are liminal. When I was ordained a priest 51 years ago, constantly throughout the ceremony of ordination, there is this repetition of a hymn to the Holy Spirit. this spirit of wisdom, the call on the Spirit to come upon those who are taking on this vow to live the life of priesthood. It's a liminal time. It's a special time in your life when you make a life decision. Whatever your life decision is, should be somehow made in the power of the Holy Spirit if it has to have depth and meaning and durability. Liminal time might be when you are in crisis. Maybe when sickness or the death of a loved one, where the world has no answer. There's some kind of a crisis in your life, a crisis in your family, and there seems to be no answer. The world has no answer. And you call on the Spirit to give you fortitude, to make you durable, to carry you through this crisis. Sometimes the crisis has no answer, but we need the power of the Holy Spirit to sustain us in a time of crisis. That's a liminal time. A liminal time might be a time of great reversal, where something very important to you fails. Somebody disappoints you. You're crushed. You're down. You're discouraged in life. That's a liminal time. It somehow defines you. It impacts you. It shapes you. It makes you think differently. Makes you doubt, wonder. Makes you suspicious about relationships or suspicious about the meaning of life. Call on the Spirit. The Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of courage, the Spirit of fortitude. May well be that your liminal time is a time of great fear. You're fearful. I have been fearful in my life. You're fearful about something that is foreboding. Maybe something about to happen, or something happened to you and the consequences are foreboding. And you call on the Spirit because the world has no answer. The challenge is, when you call in the Spirit, how do you hear the prompting of the Spirit? What voices lead you? What wisdom guides you? How do you hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit in your life? We live in a noisy, busy, urgent, conflicted world. Look at public discourse these days. It's coarse. It's conflicted, sometimes it's mean, and this is the world in which we live. It's a competitive world. It's a world which in many ways is self-centered. Greed abounds in our world today. Self-interest becomes very predominant. Now, how do we hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit in a world which is so noisy, so conflicted, and so coarse at times? How do we find a place of silence where we interpret something deeper, a deeper meaning in our lives? St. Augustine had this, he said, in a pagan world, virtues are merely exaggerated vices. Jennifer Hurd, in her book on grace, says, God wants to give us a gift, but we want to buy it. Because our world says, you must purchase, you must prove, you must demonstrate your merit. And yet God wants to give us the gift of the Spirit. So when we think about the Spirit, how the Holy Spirit fits into our lives, you will probably grasp the presence of the Holy Spirit only in times of challenge, difficulty, reversal, where you'll fall on your knees and say, send the Holy Spirit upon me to give me courage, wisdom, depth, insight, understanding of what's happening to me, to sustain me, to carry me. Short of that, you wonder, are we missing something very important in life? Amen.
That's the Holy Spirit, but very gently.